USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The White House says members of the media will be allowed access to facilities that are being used to house unaccompanied minors along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We are mindful of the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to keep these kids safe, keep the staff safe, but we are absolutely committed to transparency and providing access to media to the Border Patrol facilities, and we're working to get that done as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday. More than 100,000 illegal border crossings were recorded in February, officials tell the Epoch Times. There's been a sharp increase since President Biden rolled back security measures implemented during the Trump administration. Former President Donald Trump says he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon, telling Fox that in his view, the situation will get worse, his visit likely in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Three people have been bitten by sharks along Florida's east coast over the past week.
All three survived as the black-tipped sharks were making their annual migration from as far north as New York to south of the Miami-Dade County line in search for warmer waters. Dr. Stephen Kajura, a professor of biology sciences at Florida Atlantic University, tells us as many as 15,000 sharks can be counted in the water.
We have a lot of sharks here. We have a lot of, spring breakers in the water, but we tend to have relatively few bites on people overall. Now, this last week has been an exception.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More tugboats are headed to Egypt's Soyuz Canal to help free a massive container ship that has been wedged across the waterway for nearly a week. Some shippers have been diverting their boats due to uncertainty over how long it may take to open up the canal as salvage teams work to dislodge the ship. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Biden administration's anticipated infrastructure bill moves forward this week. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
President Biden will travel to Pittsburgh on Tuesday, where he's expected to unveil his infrastructure proposal that could have a price tag as high as $4 trillion. Senator Roger Marshall says he's all for an infrastructure bill, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that there needs to be a better way to pay for it than to borrow more money.
We've already borrowed $8 trillion from our grandchildren over the past couple of years. This is pretty scary. This last $2 trillion we just borrowed, I would have loved to spend that on infrastructure. But remember, the bill they're talking about is not an infrastructure bill. The Democrats, they should call this the grab your wallet bill, or this is going to be the raise your taxes bill.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Record rain in Tennessee has led to flash flooding that has turned deadly. The National Weather Service declared a flash flood emergency in parts of the state overnight. Dozens of people have been rescued from houses, apartments, and vehicles. Authorities say four bodies were found in the aftermath. The body of a man whose car was submerged in a creek was recovered Sunday. Another man was swept away by high water, and the bodies of a man and woman were found in a wooded area near a homeless camp. Nashville recorded a record 5.75 inches of rain on Saturday. March Madness continues with four games in the men's and women's tournaments. Tipping off now on the women's side, it's number one South Carolina and Georgia Tech, and in an hour on the men's side, number one Gonzaga and number five Creighton. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.